Hare 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 Krishna. This auspicious day of Balaram Purinima, appearance day of Lord Balaram, you are all welcome at Sri Sri Radha Golokanand Temple, Skan, Phoenix. We are thankful to the devotees of Skan Radha Golokanand congregation, especially Shriman Giridhari Prabhu, Haridev Prabhu, Vijay Prabhu, and all the devotees who gave us opportunity to serve this congregation. What is the purpose of celebrating today this Balaram, appearance day of Lord Balaram? क्या उद्देश्य है बलराम पूर्णिमा के मनाने का? Why are we celebrating this? There must be some purpose, कोई उद्देश्य होना चाहिए क्यों हम उत्सव मना रहे हैं. Just a festival है, time pass हो गया, कल जैसे थे वैसे ही, tomorrow as we were before, we'll just go in a normal routine. It's just one day. It's like that. It is the purpose of this festival. It's not some cultural event. It is not some traditional festival. It's not something like that. It's a spiritual. ये कोई ऐसा उत्सव नहीं है कि घर में शादी हो गई कि किसी का कोई मंगल कार्य हो या चार आदमी इकट्ठे हुए उत्सव हो. It's not like that. It's a spiritual festival. It is eternal and it is for eternal benefit. ये हमारे अनंत सुख का, अनंत आनंद का, अनंत लाभ प्राप्त करने का उत्सव है. Eternal benefit we have to get today. Basically, there is no appearance or disappearance of Supreme Lord. Bhagwan ka koi janam nahi hota hai. Bhagwan to ajanma hai, he is unborn. Ajopi sannavi atma, I am inborn. I am unborn, I never take birth. So why Lord appears in this material world? Which is basically a prison house. Everybody is put into this prison house because of disobeying the law of Supreme Lord. इस भौतिक जगत जेल है, कारागृह है. इसमें भगवान के नेम के उल्लंघन करने वालों को डाला गया है. Then why Lord is coming in a prison house? When Balaram ji comes, he only comes to assist Lord Krishna in his pastime. Balaram ji keval jab Krishna aate hain tab aate hain. So today we should really meditate and intro, what's called introverted, just go inside and think really that would we like to get out of this prison house, or we'd like to suffer in this prison house. Ask yourself this question. Is karaghar se nikalna hai ki hamesha isme rehna hai? Still on this planet now, more than 99% people, they want to stay in this prison house. Is it right or wrong? They want to make adjustment to live here. They were to come here to fulfill more desires. Abhi kaam pura nahi hua, agli baar phir aayenge, kaam pura karenge. See, the people are generally in ignorance. They want to stay in this world. Aur koi mar jata hai to sab rone lagte hain. If somebody dies, everybody cries. Why? From a prison house, if somebody is released, the rest of the prisoner will cry. Why he is going out? They should be happy that he is getting out. Achha, hai, nikal gaye. Please make some arrangement for us to get out. Maya or illusion has bewildered us so much so that we don't know that we are suffering. We are suffering, but we don't know that we are suffering. You go in a hospital to visit somebody who is in ICCU, intensive care unit, and if at all he is able to talk, you ask, how are you? He will say, I am all right. He will say, okay, it's all right. I will be all right very soon. We are suffering, but we are not really ready to get out of this suffering. So today we really think if we want to get out of this prison house, then we need strength. We need courage and spiritual strength to get out of this prison house. And that courage, that spiritual strength can only be provided by Balaramji. So today is the day, really, if we want to be free from this bondage of material world, then we should decide, take a decision that we need some power, we need some help, we need some potency to get out from here. And that potency, that spiritual strength is provided by Balaramji. So rare fortunate people, very rare, who has made our fortune that we are celebrating Balaram Purnima today? A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace. He has made us fortunate today that we are celebrating Balaram Purnima. Otherwise, this day usually is a local festival of Raksha Bandhan. Who will give us protection? Raksha means protection. Protection means protection from repeated birth and death. Protection from falling down in this material world and rotting here. Who will give protection? Kaun dega raksha? Kaun karega? Rake Krishna, mare ke. Krishna will protect. Through the spiritual potency and power of Balaramji. So we are celebrating this day of Balaram Purnima. We are fortunate, and our fortune is made by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanara Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We are fortunate. So Balaramji is a powerhouse, spiritual powerhouse, which enlighten the ignorant jiva of this material world. He enlighten, because his power, what is the function of power? To enlighten. This is power. That's the darkness. And when power comes, darkness goes. Darkness means ignorance. Agyanta ke andhakar se nikalne ke liye Balaram ji adhyatmik prakash data hai. Adhyatmik prakash vahan se aata hai. What we chant every day, Om Agyan Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitangyana Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. We chant every day. Huh? Spiritual master has opened our eyes from the ignorance by touch light, from where this light is coming to his spiritual master, Balaramji. Balaramji is source of spiritual strength to the spiritual master. His spiritual master is representative of Balaramji. Guru Balaramji ka pratinidhi hai. गुरु के अंदर जो शक्ति है अपने शिष्य को अंधकार से निकालने की, वो शक्ति बलराम जी से आती है. गुरु बलराम जी का रिप्रेजेंटेटिव है, प्रतिनिधि है. एंड नोबडी विदाउट द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर कैन गेट आउट ऑफ दिस प्रिजन हाउस. गुरु की कृपा के बगैर कोई संसार से बाहर नहीं जा सकता, जन्म मृत्यु के चक्कर से बच नहीं सकता. और गुरु की शक्ति कहां से आती है? बलराम जी से. सो दिस इज ए वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे टू प्रे टू बलराम जी दैट वी शुड गेट दैट स्ट्रेंथ, स्पिरिचुअल स्ट्रेंथ, दैट पावर, दैट लाइट, एनलाइटमेंट, दैट इग्नोरेंस शुड डिसअपियर कंप्लीटली. And when ignorance disappears, what is the result? Jivera Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. Then the original identity of us as a Jiva is eternally servant of Krishna. Hum Nitya Krishna ke Das hain. Agyante ke karan hum samajh rahe nahin, hum Malik hain. Balram ji ki kripa hogi तो हम अपनी असली पहचान को वापस जान पाएंगे. नाउ बलराम जी अपियर्स जस्ट बिफोर कृष्णा इन कृष्ण लीला. ही अपियर्ड इन राम लीला एज ए यंगर ब्रदर ऑफ राम लक्ष्मण. Lakshman is Shesha. He is same tattva which is Balaram. But in Krishna Leela, Balaram appeared before Lord Krishna as an elder brother, Dauji or Balaram. So Srimad Bhagavat describes when Supreme Lord Sri Krishna was requested on behalf of Mother Earth by Brahmaji heading all the demigods, then Krishna consented to appear in this planet Earth, on this planet Earth. What is the message? Krishna can only appear if you pray, if you request him to come. Sometimes people ask why Krishna is appearing all the time in Bharatvarsh, why not in other parts of the world? Because people are not going and requesting Krishna to come, then why should he come? He only comes where there are devotees praying him to appear. Jab bhakt bhagwan ko bulayenge wahan aayega, bina bulaye nahi aata hai bhagwan. He will never appear before asking him to appear. So wherever there are devotees, when they request, then he will come. This is a procedure. Hum mandir mein kyun aate hain bhagwan ko prarthna karne ke liye? Lekin maaf karna mujhe, forgive me. Hum mandir mein aate hain bhagwan ko prarthna karne ke liye कि इस दुनिया के अंदर हमारे को इतना दो कि हम बंदे रहें. वी जस्ट ओनली कम एंड प्रे कृष्ण गिव अस दिस, गिव अस दिस, गिव अस दिस, गिव अस दिस, एंड वी विल जस्ट बाउंड बाय ऑल दीज थिंग्स. ये कभी हम नहीं कहते हैं यहां आकर के भगवान हमें आपकी सेवा दीजिए. इफ गो टू द टेम्पल एंड प्रे दैट कृष्ण प्लीज एंगेज अस इन यूर सर्विस, ऐसा कोई आके प्रार्थना करने वाला? ये प्रार्थना केवल चेतना महाप्रभु ने सिखाई. Nobody before that was praying like this in the temple that please engage us in devotional service. Nobody has explained this meaning of Hare Krishna mantra हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे. इट मीन्स ओ एनर्जी ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड प्लीज एंगेज मी इन सर्विस ऑफ श्री कृष्ण. दिस इज अवर डेली प्रेयर. 16 राउंड्स वी चेंट, 24,000 टाइम्स होली नेम वी चेंट, एंड अगेन अगेन वी प्रे टू बी एंगेज इन सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण. भगवान की सेवा में लगने के लिए रोज प्रार्थना करते. हु कैन परमिट अस टू एंटर इन टू द सर्विस ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण? बलराम जी ओनली, ओनली बलराम जी, नोबडी एल्स. एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभुज पास टाइम द फर्स्ट गोस्वामी ऑफ द सिक्स गोस्वामी हु मेड चैतन्य महाप्रभु वॉज रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी. ही अप्रोच महाप्रभु डायरेक्टली ट्वाइस एट अद्वैत आचार्य's हाउस इन शांतिपुर. एंड वेन ही हर्ड दैट नित्यानंद प्रभु इज नियर बाय एट द बैंक ऑफ गंगा एट पानीहट्टी, रघुनाथ दास वेंट देयर टू सी नित्यानंद प्रभु हु इज बलराम. And he paid his obeisance from distance. And somebody told Nityanand Prabhu, Raghunath Das has come. Nityanand said, where is this thief? Bring him here. Chor kahan hai, idhar lao. Everybody was surprised. How can he be called a thief? He's a son of a big businessman, having 100,000s of gold coins monthly income. They grabbed him in front of Nityanand Prabhu. He said, you are thief. What is the meaning? Why is called thief? And you must be punished. Danda denge. You will be punished. Why is called thief? Because he directly approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Nityananda Prabhu is the sole authority to engage anybody in service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath approached directly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore he is thief. Isliye chor hai. Dand kya milega? Feed all the Vaishnavas. इन सब वैष्णों के लिए फीस्ट प्रसाद दो. वेरी नाइस पनिशमेंट, फीड वैष्णवस. एंड देन नित्यानंद प्रभु रिक्वेस्टेड ऑल द वैष्णो टू ब्लेस रघुनाथ दास दैट ही कैन एंटर इनटू द डायरेक्ट सर्विस ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु. एंड विद द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ नित्यानंद प्रभु वेरी सून रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी एज द यंग एज directly enter into the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. It's an example sight that only we can enter into the service of Radha and Krishna by the mercy of Balaramji. And how the mercy of Balaramji act? By serving sincerely the instruction of a spiritual master. By sincerely following and carrying out the order of a spiritual master, Guru ki sikshaon ko savadhani se palan karne se Balaram ji ka kirpa milega. That is a procedure. So when Krishna told Brahma ji that I will appear, so in this pastime of Krishna, on this time, Devaki and Vasudev, after marriage, when they were living in prison house of Kansa, Devaki gave birth to 6 children and all 6 were killed by Kansa. They are called Shadgarbha. 6 babies of Devaki killed by Kansa. And then, as a seventh child in the womb of mother, Devaki, Krishna requested Balaram to go and appear in the womb of mother Devaki. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ne Balaram ji ko prarthna kiya ki aap Devaki ke udar mein jao, mere liye jagah banao, make a seat for me. तो बलराम जी सातवें गर्भ के रूप में देवकी के उदर में प्रवेश किया. He simply came to make the suitable arrangement for Krishna to appear in the womb. लेकिन बलराम जी is eternal son of रोहिणी माता. बलराम जी रोहिणी का पुत्र है, नित्य eternal son of रोहिणी. So now Krishna has to make some other arrangement. So Lord Krishna in Golok Vrindavan Dham, still he is in Golok Vrindavan Dham. He is called Yogamaya. Yogamaya appeared before Krishna. Said, how can I serve you? And Krishna says, the embryo in the womb of Devaki is eternal son of mother Rohini. Please take this embryo and shift it into the womb of mother Rohini. And since you will pull the embryo from the womb of Devaki into the womb of mother Rohini, the name of this child will be Sankarshan. क्योंकि आप देवकी के उदर से इसको खींच कर ले जाओगी और रोहिणी के गर्भ में स्थापित करोगी, इसलिए इसका नाम होगा संकर्षण. संकर्षण का मतलब खींच के ले जाना. और दूसरा द अनदर मीनिंग ऑफ संकर्षण, ही विल कनेक्ट द टू फैमिलीज, द फैमिली ऑफ नंद महाराज एंड वसुदेव. सो बलराम is the bridge between the two families of Nanda Baba and Vasudev. Do parivaron ko, do samajon ko aapas mein milaya, isliye Sankrishna. And then Krishna told to Yogamaya, he will give eternal pleasure, Nitya Ananda. He will give Nitya Ananda. Nitya means eternal and Ananda means pleasure. This is the meaning of Nitya Ananda. He will give eternal pleasure to the Gokul Vasis, to the Braj Vasis. Braj Jana Ranjana. He will give pleasure to the Braj Vasis. Therefore, his name will be Ram. इसलिए इसका दूसरा नाम राम होगा, क्योंकि ये ब्रज में आनंद ही आनंद फैलाएगा. And then Krishna says, he will be extraordinarily powerful, therefore his name will be Balbhadra. He will be extremely powerful, unmatched, there is no match to Balaram in power. Isliye usko Balbhadra kahenge. So these three names Krishna already told before the birth of Balaramji. So Yogamaya did this job. Mother Rohini was seven months pregnant at that time. And under the influence of the Yogamaya, she had a dream that she's having a miscarriage. योगमाया के प्रभाव से माँ रोहिणी को ऐसे लगा कि मेरा गर्भपात हो गया, गिर गया. She was lamenting. And then Yogamaya appeared and said, don't worry. I am soon placing in your womb embryo from Mother Devaki. Means अभी आपके उदर में देवकी के उदर से लाया हुआ आपका नित्य पुत्र बलराम जी को स्थापित कर रही हूं। Therefore, सुखदेव गोस्वामी से दिस सेवेंथ चाइल्ड सप्तम गर्भ सेवेंथ चाइल्ड ऑफ देवकी इज काज ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड लेमेंटेशन शोक हर्ष ऑन द देवकी साइड इन मथुरा देयर वाज शोक लेमेंटेशन व्हाट हैपेंड मिसकैरेज देवकी सेवेंथ चाइल्ड लास्ट इट इज कंसा कंस मस्ट हैज डन समथिंग सो देयर वाज सम लेमेंटेशन एंड ऑन द अदर साइड इन नंद गोकुल बलराम जी अपियर्ड इन फाइव डेज ओनली आफ्टर दिस ट्रांसफर एंड देयर वाज ए बिग फेस्टिवल नंद बाबा गेव millions of cows in charity to the Brahmins, an appearance of Balaram. So Anand, Harsh, ek taraf Balaram ji ne Gokul mein kiya, Gokul vasiyon ko Anand diya, aur Mathura mein shok ka karan bane. Now this Balaram appeared. This morning we were reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. सर्व अवतारी कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान तहार द्वितीय देह श्री बलराम व्हाट इज द मीनिंग कृष्ण इज फाउंटेन हेड और सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इनकार्नेशन जितने भी अवतार इस भौतिक जगत में आते हैं वो सब कृष्ण के द्वारा भेजे जाते हैं इसका अर्थ क्या हुआ कृष्ण अवतार नहीं है अवतारी है इज सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इनकार्नेशन हु इज कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान ही इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ द गॉडहेड इटर्नली रिजाइडिंग इन गोलोक वृंदावन एज कावर्ड बॉय गोप के रूप में गोकुल में गोलोक वृंदावन में रहते हैं गोप के रूप में वो कृष्ण स्वयं रूप है कृष्ण का बलराम इज सेकंड मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ कृष्ण भगवान श्री कृष्ण का दूसरा विस्तार है प्लेनरी पोर्शन ऑफ कृष्ण स्वांश स्वांश मीन्स एज पावरफुल एज कृष्ण देयर इज नो डिफरेंस एक्सेप्ट इन कलर देह भेद काया भेद ओनली डिफरेंस इज इन अपियरेंस कृष्ण इज श्याम वर्ण एंड बलराम इज गौर वर्ण कृष्ण इज लाइक ए मूनसून क्लाउड एंड बलराम इज लाइक ए स्प्रिंग क्लाउड एक श्याम है एक गौर है द टू थिंग्स इज द वीपन ऑफ बलराम जी हल मूसल बलराम इज कॉल्ड हल धर एंड मूसल मूसल इज लाइक ए क्लब बट दिस टू थिंग रिप्रेजेंट फॉर द लिविंग एंटिटी टू गेट आउट ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड देर आर टू मेन ऑब्स्टेकल्स envy and pride ahankar or irsha generally it is called rag dvesh irsha these are the causes for us to be always in this material world with the plow हल के द्वारा बलराम जी पुल्स आउट एनवी फ्रॉम द डेप्थ ऑफ द हार्ट दिल के अंदर से हृदय के अंदर से ईर्ष्या को बलराम जी हल से खींचकर बाहर निकाल देते हैं भक्त के एंड विथ मूसल ही स्मैशेस द एरोगेंस और द प्राइड और द अहंकार दंभ ऑफ ए जीवन There's a one pastime of Balram, I'm just narrating to point out this one pride, ego, ahankar. Just before Mahabharata war, Krishna decided to take side of the Pandava as a chariot driver for Arjuna. Now Balaramji said, "My dear disciple is Duryodhana. But I cannot side with Duryodhana and fight with Krishna because Krishna has already decided to be with Pandavas." Krishna, Arjun ka sarthi ban ke Pandavon ke taraf chala gaya hai yudh ke liye. Duryodhana mera priya shishya hai. Lekin main Duryodhana ka taraf nahi le sakta. Kyun? Krishna ke samne kaise ladunga? Main to Krishna ki seva ke liye hu. Then what to do? Balaram departed for pilgrimage. Tirth yatra ke upar nikal gaye. Mahabharata yudh se pehle Balaram ji he never took part in Mahabharata yudh. And at one stage he reached to Naimasharanya, the forest called Naimasharanya where Bhagavatam was spoken by Suta Goswami to sages of Naimasharanya. In Bhagavat we know this. When Balaram ji arrived there, the Suta Goswami, Roma Harshan, his name was Roma Harshan. Suta is a caste. He is a disciple of Vyasadeva. He was sitting on a Vyasa Asana. And all the great sages, they were qualified Bhruguvansi Brahmans. They were all brahmacharis, urdhareta. They were sitting down and hearing him. As soon as Balaramji entered in the arena, everybody stood up and paid him respect. Sab log rishi uthke khade ho gaye, Balaramji ko pranam kiya. But the Suta did not stand up and offer respect to Balaramji. What he was doing? He was speaking Prana Katha. For whom? For the glories of Supreme Lord. And here the Supreme Lord who appeared personally and he is not ready to offer respect. Bhagwan ke gun ga raha hai, Bhagwan samne aaya hai, usko uth ke pranam karne ko tayyar nahi. Learn it. Vyasadeva ka shish, disciple of Vyasadeva. And so many great saints and sages were sitting at his feet and hearing from him. But pride, ahankar, he did not stand up, khada nahi hua, he did not pay respect to Balaramji. Balaramji took some kush grass, kush ka tinka liya. And he just threw to the Suta, and Suta immediately died. Suta ke pran nikal gaye. And all the sages said, "My dear Lord Balaram, we blessed him before your arrival that he will live long life." We blessed him that he will live long life and merit, and you have just smashed him with kush grass. All these sages blessing were useless. The The potency of being disciple of Vyasadev did not work. The knowledge of all scripture did not work. In other words, to say, for devotees, until unless we have humbleness or humility and service attitude towards the Vaishnavas, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, three. Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Until unless we have these three personalities, Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, for them we should have always a respect, regard, and we should always be humble. Then only then we can really see tree which have any fruit, that tree will always bend down. So if there is any true knowledge, that person will always be humble. अगर कोई फल होगा पेड़ में अच्छा तो पेड़ नीचे झुकेगा, अगर कुछ गुण होंगे आदमी में तो उसमें निम्रता होगी. इसलिए इट इज सेड विद्या ददाति विनयम, इफ यू हैव रियल नॉलेज देन यू विल बी हम्बल. दिस इज अ फॉल्स नॉलेज विच मेक अस प्राउड. ये कूड़ा, ये झूठा ज्ञान है जो हमको अहंकार दिलाता है. सच्चा ज्ञान निम्रता दिलाता है. So all these sages said, my dear Balaramji, you have all our blessings were completely eradicated by a kuch grat. They have no value of kuch grat if he is arrogant. Balaramji said, I can make him again alive. Sages said, no, somehow he was fortunate that he departed in your presence by your mercy. Therefore, we bless you. Then Balaramji said, okay, son is equal to father. You call his son. I will invest all potencies and all the knowledge of his father in his son. Then they called son of Rome, Harsan, Ugar Sarva. This Ugar Sarva Sutta was blessed by Balaramji. And by Balaramji's blessing, he became the speaker of Bhagavata. And he narrated Bhagavatam, and that which we are hearing, Sutta Goswami is narrating Bhagavata to the rishis, Sanakadi rishis and Naima Sharanya. He became the disciple of Sukadev Goswami, the celebrated sage. बलराम जी की कृपा से उगत सर्वा को सारा शक्ति बलराम जी ने दिया. बट स्टिल ऋषि से नाउ यू हैव स्टिल टू अटोन फॉर दिस किलिंग ऑफ ए सूत. एंड देन बलराम सेड, ओके, आई विल सेट एग्जाम्पल फॉर द पीपल टू फॉलो. सो बलराम जी फॉर वन ईयर वेंट फॉर द तीर्थ यात्रा अगेन. सो द पॉइंट इज दैट वी मे बी वेरी लर्नेड, वी मे हैव spiritual master who is as powerful as Vyasadeva, but if we have arrogance, we have pride of our knowledge, then mercy of Balaramji will not manifest. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Tiranadapi Sunishena Tarorapi Sahishalona Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sarahai. He said, this verse you hang in your neck, गले में ये श्लोक बांध के रखना चाहिए लॉकेट बनाकर. एंड प्रभुपाद व्हेन ही वाज डूइंग द मेडिसिन बिजनेस बिफोर टेकिंग सन्यास, वन फ्रेंड ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद डिसाइपल ऑफ भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज अवध कपूर, रिजिस्काल कपूर, आदि केशव वाज हिज नेम, Professor Kapoor. He said, so, Abhay Babu, but that time Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada was Abhay Babu. So you are doing medicine business, you have some special medicine? He said, yes, I have a medicine.
by which you can get Krishna Prem and you can conquer the whole world. हाँ ऐसी दवाई है, कृष्ण प्रेम मिलेगा और पूरे विश्व के ऊपर विजय प्राप्त करोगे. Prabhupada said yes. So tell me, बताइए. And Prabhupada said चरणादपि सुनिश्चयेन तरोरपि सहिष्णु नामानि नमानदे न कीर्तनिस. This is the medicine which I am taking. And this Mr. Kapoor, Adi Keshavi said, well, after 30 years, again I saw Bhaktivedanta Swami. And he came with many Western disciples in Vrindavan. And then when I recognized him, oh, he is same Abhay Babu. Then he said, and my tears were flowing from my eyes, I said, he has really used this medicine and conquered the whole world. With this humbleness, he has conquered the whole world. What is the example in Prabhupada's life? Tranadapi Sunichena, of humbler than blade of glass and tolerant, more tolerant than tree. Prabhupada was traveling in an aeroplane, pushed to Krishna with his secretary. In those days, the planes have smoking and non-smoking seats. So near to Prabhupada there was a person who was smoking. So Pushta Krishna called the air hostess and said, say this person is smoking, it's horrible, Swamiji is getting trouble. But this person started smoking again. Pushta stood up. Pushta Krishna wanted to go Krishna. And Prabhupada said, can't we tolerate this? Can't we tolerate this? If he is not listening, then we should be tolerant. He says, you sit down. We should tolerate this. More tolerant than a tree. Person is not listening, then we should be tolerant by what we have learned. And Prabhupada was sitting GBC with GBC people and talking very special topics. And at that time, sweepers came to clean Prabhupada's bathroom and room. Prabhupada said, meeting is over. It is her time for service. Humbler than blade of grass. He is a great guru with many GBC sannyasis sitting with him. He said, now it is the time for this cleaner to clean the room, so we should get out. It's not that you get out, you come afterwards. No. He said, now it is your time to do this seva. So we are getting out. That is humbler than the blade of grass. He practiced this. And therefore he was the personification of mercy of Nityananda Prabhu Balaram. Prabhupada is personification of Nityananda Ram's mercy. Prabhupada Nityananda Prabhu ki kripa ke punja hai, is a personification. So this is a very special pastime of Balaramji. There are many different pastimes of Balaramji, of killing Dhenukasur, Palambasur, Dravid Gorilla, a monkey from the Sugriv's old army, and many other pastimes of Balaramji, along with Krishna, from cow herding to killing the demons. With his blow, he wanted to pull the whole Hastinapur into the river Jamuna. Still the Hastinapur is tilted. Samba, son of Jamvanti, Jamvati and Krishna, he was supposed to marry the daughter of Duryodhana Lakshmana. But these Kauravas, Duryodhana and others, we cannot give our daughter to these Yaduvansis. They have no right to rule. So Balaramji went as a emissary for peace. All the people came. दुर्योधन के भीष्म पितामह द्रोणाचार्य कर्ण ऑल दीज पीपल केम टू सी बलराम जी दे गिव ऑल रेस्पेक्ट टू बलराम जी एंड बलराम जी स्पोक ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ महाराज उग्रसेन आई एम आस्किंग यू टू कीप द पीस प्लीज गिव द लक्ष्मणा यूर डॉटर दुर्योधन टू सांब Then Duryodhana Adrakura said, What are you speaking? We gave all respect to you. Yadu once is by our relation. And now the shoe which is in the foot trying to sit on the head. And they actually offended Balaramji. And they left. Balaramji ne kaha, Jutun ke bhoot baaton se nahin baanthe. This is a saying in Hindi. लातों के भूत बातों से नहीं मानते. Those who needs really punishment, they cannot be tempted by words. So Balaram ji took his plow. He put his plow into the Hastinapur as a city, and he pulled towards Jamuna, and whole Hastinapur was shaking. Now all the Kauravas they ran down. Balaram ji, please be merciful, be merciful. Don't. Pull this whole Hastinapur into the river. Oh, we are giving Lakshmana. No, the peace. Yes, yes. So now you know the peace. So this Dhenukasura. What was the jurisdiction of Dhenukasura? Tal 1. There was one of the forest, of the 12 forest in Vrindavan, and there are trees called Tal tree, and Balaramji has his chariot and his flag is Tal Vriksh. Yo, what is the symbol of Krishna's chariot? Garuda Dvaja. Dvaja means flag. And what is the flag of Arjun? Arjun's name is Kapi Dvaja. Because Hanuman is on the flag of Arjun. And on the flag of Balaram, there is Tal Vriksh. Tal Vriksh Ankaya. And he has his chariot driver, Samati. His name is Samati. And Krishna has a chariot driver. His name is? What? No, Krishna is Parthasarathi. Daruka. Daruka is chariot driver of Krishna and Samati is for Balaram. So this Dhenukasura was not allowing anybody to taste the ripened fruit of Tal Vriksh. And cowherd boys with Krishna and Balaram, they were in a forest near and there were a beautiful fragrance of ripened fruit. Tal fruit was coming. Gwalwal said, Hey Krishna, Balaram, Krishna, Balaram. Beautiful tal fruit is there and we want to eat. Why are you not eating? Let's go and eat. He said, Dhenukasura is not allowing anybody to eat. Okay, let's go. What Dhenukasura actually represent? When the fruit is seasonal, ripe, and it is the right of the public to relish that, the Dhenukasura mentality people hide all that fruit into the cold storage. They won't allow people to relish that fruit, no. Then when it is rotten completely out of season, then they sell the same fruit in 10 times more price. So Krishna and Balaram entered there and they shook all the tall trees and all the fruit was falling down and this ash demon with all his associate, all gade, all the Dhenuka ashes, they came and with their special sweet song they came there and they saw Krishna, Balaram, Gwalwal, they are here, what are they doing? Then this Dhenukasura man, he chased Balaramji. And how the ass fight, not with front, with hind legs. Just went in front of Balaram, just turned behind, and with hind legs, he just pushed on Balaram's chest. Balaram just standing there. Again, Dhenukasura came and Balaramji hold the two legs and they whirled him. And then threw him on a tall fruit. Garab again came and wanted to chase Balaramji. And Balaramji threw him onto the tall works and Dhenukasura died. And all the other, the whole family of Dhenukasura was killed. But nobody took any fruit there, left for somebody else to use. They said, no, it's all Dhenukasura. Dead body touched this fruit, we will not like to take. Why Krishna did not kill Dhenukasura? Why Balaram killed that? He said in Garagasanta, this Dhenukasura was belonging to the family of Bali Maharaj. And Krishna gave his promise to Prahlad Maharaj that he will not kill 21 generation of his family. So Krishna has already promised that he will not kill anybody descendant of Prahlad Maharaj. So he was the descendant of Bali Maharaj. So Krishna was bound. He cannot kill. But Balaram said, okay, don't worry, I will do this job. And Balaram he killed. Dhenukasura. And the Pralambasura came in the disguise of a coward boy. And the play was like that, the one who loses the game, he will carry the winner on the shoulders. Krishna lost the game and Sridhama win. And Sridhama was riding on Krishna's shoulders. Other side, this Pralambasura, he was carrying Balaramji. And he took Balaramji deep into the forest. Balaramji was surprised for a while. What is it? This was a play. We have to be around in a playground. Why is taking so deep into the forest? It is said, Balaramji was a little bit fearful for a moment. How that he is like a coward boy and a demon and coward boy, how can I kill him in this costume of coward boy? He was a little bit concerned. And then Balaramji said, nah, I have to do something, he's taking me away. And if I will be away, Krishna will feel pain of separation from me. I don't mind, I will kill any time to this demon nonsense, but Krishna will be worried about me. So Balaramji immediately smashed a fist on the head of this Pralambasura and he killed that Pralambasura and came back to join. And Krishna said, I know he was not a coward boy, but it is your job to do the. So Balaramji and Krishna, how can both be God? Krishna Seviya Bhagavan is servitude God. He's a God to serve. Worshipable Lord. Balaramji is Sevak Bhagavan. Krishna Seviya Bhagavan. Balaramji Sevak Bhagavan. Servitude God. If God will not come as and teach us how to serve God, who can teach us? भगवान नहीं सिखाएगा आकर के कैसे हमें भगवान की सेवा करनी है कौन सिखाएगा ओनली ही अपीयर्स टू टीच अस हाउ टू सर्व सो बलराम अपीयर्स सिंपली टू सर्व कृष्ण ही सर्व्स कृष्ण इन ऑल फाइव रसास शांत रस दास रस सक्य रस वात्सल्य रस मधुर ऑन ऑल रसेस In the Shantras, he become all the paraphernalia for Krishna, from the shoes, to the dress, pitambar, to the crown, to the flute, everything which Krishna uses is expansion of Balaram. That is in Shantras. Dasaras is always in the mood of service to Krishna. Sakyaras, he plays with Krishna and goes to herd cows and calves and is a coward boy. Vatsalyaras, when Balaram in Dwarka heard that Krishna alone has gone to Kondanipur in night on the request of Mother Devaki or his mother Rukmani. How can Krishna go alone to the place where our worst enemy Jarasandh is there, Shishupal is there, Dandavakara is there, Shalva is there? Oh, I must go to protect Krishna. And he took a one Akshani army of Yaduvansis and he ran on the chariots from Dwarka and reached at Vidrabhadesh, Kondanipur, before the next sunrise. That is Vatsalya Bhava Balaram. He wanted to protect Krishna. So Krishna is protecting everybody, but he wanted to protect Krishna. So ran all the way. And when Krishna kidnapped Rukmani, as she has given the clue how she can be taken away, and then all the prince there, including Jarasandha, they were about to, they were having their arrows, bows and everything. Devaki, and this Rukmani was shaking. Krishna says, don't worry, Dauji is there, he will take care of everything, let us go. So he was so confident that Dauji will take care of all these people. All the time, 17 times, Jarasandh came with 17, 18 Akshonis army to attack Mathura. All the times, Balaram used to grab Jarasandh, said, I would like to kill him. Krishna used to say, Balaram, he is father-in-law of our maternal uncle Kansa. Please release him. Huh? Maternal uncle you have killed and you want father-in-law of maternal uncle to be saved. Kansa ko mara hai aur Jarasandh uska sosar hai, usko mat maro. Krishna aankh marta tha. Why? He said, Balaramji, where we will go and find out all the rascals and figure out where they are. He will go bring all here and we will kill here. Why should we make an endeavor to go and find out all the rascals and demon kings? He will bring every time and we will smash them, but leave him alive that he will bring others. So Balaramji was always and in Madhurya Ras, Balaramji manifested the younger sister of Radharani, Ananga Manjari. And he said, serve Krishna in that mood, Ananga Manjari. So from Balaramji we should learn that being Supreme Lord, non-different from Krishna, is serving Krishna. We should learn that he is teaching us that we should be always eternally serving Krishna. That is our identity. Jivira Swarupa hai Krishna Ranitya Das. It's only Balaramji is teaching us this lesson that we are eternal servant of Krishna. And he only empower us to engage in the service of Krishna. So today we should pray to Balaramji on his appearance day that he mercifully clean our heart and make it suitable place for the seed of devotional creeper for service of Supreme Lord Sri their Lordship Sri Radha Golokanand. Should clean our heart. Take out all the vices from the heart. All the ego, false ego, pride, envy, whatever is within the heart, let him use his plow to pull everything out and make it so
clean that, like plow is used for plowing the land, that seed can be sown and we can get a fruit. So, this body is also called in Bhagavad Gita Kshetra. Kshetra means field. So we need this body to be also plowed by Balaramji's plow. And the seed is Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of devotional service. And I was seeing here in Krishna was Gopal and Balaram is Bhupal. Bhu means Prithvi, the Mother Earth. And Prabhupada said, if you have three things, holy name, cow and land, then you can eternally, peacefully and blissfully live on this planet. Cow, land and Harinam. So Krishna is to protect cows as a Gopal, and Balaramji will use his plow to help you use your field for the service of holy name. So this Balaramji's plow is representing agriculture. They were living in a Vaishya community with the Nanda Baba at that time. In any case, Balaramji is none different than Krishna, but is simply in a service mood. First expansion of Krishna is Balaram, and from Balaram he manifests in five forms. One form as a Balaram's Adi Sankrishna for Krishna's pastime. The other four forms he is only manifesting for creation of this material world. In other words, this material world is created by the potency of Balaramji. And in these four forms, three forms are three Vishnus, Garuda Dakshai, Garbho Dakshai and Kshiro Dakshai Vishnu, and fourth form is Shesh, which holds all the planets on his hoods. So these are the four forms of Balaramji for material creation. And one form as a Adi Sankarsana or Balaram to assist Krishna in his pastime. So since he is creating material world as a service to Krishna, so he can also get out of us material, from material world, back to the service of the Krishna if we pray at his lotus feet today through the agency of his spiritual masters. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question or comment? Balaram Purinima Mahavutsav ki?
Yes.
Krishna Balaram ki?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question or comment? Otherwise, you know, there are it's over 1 hour, it's okay. It's like